Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we have a special hour of the Good Day program every week devoted to the charts from Talkers Magazine and the ancillary discussion that comes from folks who either are associated with the program. We know Jay Kirshner is, and Jennifer Horn has been for a long time. Jen is off, however, this week. So Jay and I are going to go through with thoughts and information about the items on the charts for the week, the last week of July 2022, on the top 10 list. At number 10, the so-called CHIPS Act, which is, I believe, a way for the country to try to encourage the building of chips here in our country. There are a couple of big, I think huge, that Columbus, Ohio plant that's, I think, Intel is building on 1,500 acres. I don't understand what they need so much land for, but there are a lot of problems we're having still. Car makers, I know on the farm, Jay, that I can't, I have a couple of tractors that are down. They're older tractors, but they still have one little item. It's not a chip. Something hard to find, though. It's a monitor for oil pressure. And without that, you can't run the tractor because you don't want to take a chance, but it won't let you run the tractor if you can't monitor the oil pressure. So that's just one example. They're really a big, huge problem that we should be focused more on than we are, frankly. At number 9, immigration, all of it. This has taken a back seat, unfortunately, to all the other things that are going on because, well, there's no really good because it isn't a priority with a lot of people. And we see, well, there are those who say, we don't have enough workers in America to do what we need to have done, so let them in. But they're all over the place, and I saw another story this week of an illegal getting drunk and driving down the highway and killing somebody. There's no excuse for that.
Goodness, just, no excuse, no. Period. No. Yeah. But also, there is a lot of truth to the whole, like, there's not enough workers, but there's also not enough employers that are willing to pay fair wages and not be jerks to their staff. There's just a lot of not great places to work as well.
Something to be said for that. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, let's see here. What is number, and we'll go back to some of these things. I'm just making a couple of highlight remarks. At number 8, situation, we're still talking about Roe v. Wade. I think this will be discussed. It goes on for years and years and years until something happens to sort of fix it in the minds of the people who think women ought to be able to control their own bodies. But that's number 8 anyway. Number 7, COVID. And all of the hoopla about that, up, down, and sideways, who got it? I guess that the president's over it now. I had a couple of people working on my farm who had it this week. They had colds. They didn't feel good. They slept in a couple of days, and that pretty much took care of it. At number 6, the war. I have lots to say about the war, but one of the most horrible things, Jay, there's a video that appeared this week which documents the Russians castrating prisoners of war, Ukrainians. Take a deep breath. And
that is just
what did
awful.
He just say? Yeah. The Russians, there's a posted video online that shows a Ukrainian prisoner of war being castrated by a Russian soldier who's shouting insults at him all through the whole thing. This is more, it's so disgusting. It's
a box cutter knife, just to give you more of an image.
Okay. The situation with the weather, number 5, the drought. I was talking earlier on the Doug Steffen Good Day program about how thankful I was on the farm. We had 3 or 4 hours of pouring rain last night. It's not often that you pray for rain, but look at all the areas of our country that are in drought status, and it's going to be very hot. For those of you, this program airs all through the weekend, so at some point this weekend, you'll feel, if you're in the south of our southwest, even from Texas all the way over to the east coast below the Mason-Dixon line, really hot, really humid, really big-time summer weather. And what's that doing to the food supply, amongst other things? They're going to be paying a lot of money anyway. This just acts as a double whammy for what you're going to pay for food, even from now through until circumstances change. Who knows when that will be. Number four, as the crime-related gun control discussions, and there are plenty of those. I want to get to a few of those during the course of this hour. January 6th, number three. Partisan politics. I thought that one of the most interesting things this week, Jay, was the announcement that we had on the air, I believe it was Thursday, of the two people who have formed a new political party that, according to Andrew Yang, who's the former Democrat, who's with Christy Todd Whitman, a former Republican, that are trying to reinvigorate the country, the economy. And what does all of this mean for the election this fall? Probably not much of anything. But what does it mean down the road? It depends on how fed up you are with the situation that exists. I know I'm fed up. I'm excited. I'd like to see some really good people. These are two people. Yang actually did fairly well in the debates, remember?
Yes.
He held his own.
He really did. And what they're even saying is something that's been echoed a lot by the American public, is that today's outdated parties have failed by catering to the fringes.
Yep.
As a result, most Americans feel they are not represented. And that is just so incredibly accurate.
They aren't representative. And that's because, in part, we're not teaching civics in school. Nobody seems to, or too few of us, understand the system and how important primaries are, because the lunatics are in, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and this guy Gates and some of these other people that don't really represent, other than a bunch of lunatics in their party. And AOC and all those other, that woman from Michigan, they don't represent really their districts, but because they get through the primaries, because nobody votes, so they don't understand what the issues are or who's even running. That's the problem, really a big problem. So these people want to re-educate the American public. They want to, and as you just suggested, the Gallup poll from last year shows 2/3 of Americans think a third party is needed because the Republicans and Democrats are so out of touch. So along comes Andrew Yang, who ran in the Democratic Party last time around, and as I said, I thought he did a good job of presenting himself. The governor of New Jersey, former governor Christy Todd Whitman, who came along before Christy, I just thought she was good as well. She was a good party person, but now the party has deserted her, as it has deserted me, as it has deserted most of the American public.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
The fact that you have to have so many funds raised, because then these politicians owe their donors
based on, and
how many people had to drop out of running because they didn't raise enough funds?
Oh, it's politics. All right, so anyway, we have the two-party setup is too deep-rooted. It needs to be re-rooted or uprooted, maybe. Ralph, I remember Ralph Nader. Remember, you don't know. You don't remember Ralph.
No, I do. I had a family member who was a big Nader fan.
Ah, well, he ran in 2000. I remember him back in the days when I used to do more political program. I used to have a lot of these characters. I've always been kind of a naysayer, and I always have been an advocate for change, and even though I was a Republican, I would have everybody on the program, and one of the things about me was I wanted to have different people. Ralph Nader was on a lot with me, until one day I interviewed him, and I said something that really annoyed him. And I'm trying to remember, it's like 20-plus years ago, so I don't remember what it was. And he would never come on my program again. He was a funny character, man. And you know what happened and the other thing that needs to be changed in these new political parties, perhaps aimed at this, the way the system works. Everybody else gets elected by popular vote, but yet the president has this electoral college foolishness, and the public doesn't like that at all. The public's getting wise to it, And because Al Gore lost, he may not have liked Al Gore. I wasn't a big fan, but he got the votes. George Bush didn't. But yet, because of the Electoral College, Bush was able to maneuver himself into the presidency. And there are plenty of other examples of that as well. Hillary Clinton got more votes than Trump did.
Yes, yeah. I think it's happened a total of 5 times in the American presidency. Where the whoever won the popular vote ended up losing the presidency.
Yep. The economy is number one on the chart this week. We'll talk about that in several different ways, like the economy shrinking. Has it done that again? We'll talk about that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side. All right, so the number one issue this week is the economy. The Fed's hiked the rate again. And as a result of all of the things going on in the economy, the heated economy, the gross domestic product, Jay, fell by almost a point during the second quarter. All the government data has been put together. This is the second time in a row that this the measure has dropped, shrunk by, actually, between the 2 months that we're looking at, 1.6%. And that's not great news for the economy. I don't get why, but I'm not an economist, so I guess I can say this and have some degree of credibility. Why do we put the interest rate up? It just slows everything down and always causes, here we go again. We're back into the inflation rate causes deflation, if you will, because people stop buying houses, they stop borrowing money to buy cars, it shuts the economy down. And then, okay, we crawl back out of the hole, and things go back up again. It seemed to me there has to be some modicum of the middle here. At any rate, the total sum of the country's goods and services have been rising by almost 7%. And that's the highest inflation rate we've had for like 40 years. So now, and part of the problem is unemployment. Part of the problem is, the disconnect is that we have a low unemployment and we have lots of housing starts. So how come this is going on? You're all recognizing what it costs you to buy food. I know that.
So that's
part of the application here. 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, with the charts being the focus, the third week of July, and we're into the heat wave, the tropical heat wave. So Jay has got some comments from the social media world, people trying to figure out how they keep themselves at their freshest. So what are some of the ways listeners are beating the heat?
Yeah,
Jay?
How you beat the heat. Trisha Lamb says, doing paperwork in my walk-in freezer at my restaurant. That's actually pretty brilliant.
Who would have thought of that? What, sitting next to a, or sitting next to a side of beef and hanging in the cooler?
Yeah. Set up your own little table and stuff. Jenny Wheeler says, staying in the pool. Suzanne Warren goes for Netflix by day, walk my steps by night.
Exercise.
Kathy Sunil lives in Alaska and says, summer appears to be over up here. I want to go to Alaska.
Summer's over up there?
That's
not as hot. They had some warmer weather.
There.
Yeah.
Heather Neal beats the heat by going to the lake, and Linda Espinoza just stays indoors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Guess it depends on what you do for a living or how you occupy your time. I will tell you, being out on a tractor on the farm this week has not been pleasant.
Yeah,
even though
we
have canopies on all the tractors, you still feel it. Okay, let's see. Crime is number three. The question, would it make you feel safer knowing more people are carrying handguns? What sort of things have we got from our listeners there?
Linda Green says, I am a handgun owner. They should have a permit and go through a shooter safety course. It doesn't make me nervous to see someone with one unless they're acting crazy and aiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Wood says, look at history. Everybody had guns in the 1800s, and for the most part, everybody had manners and respect for one another.
Or you got shot by the guy in the street who had the gun. The man who shot Liberty Valance comes to mind, but there was plenty of the law and order crowd would have had an interesting time, today's law and order crowd, existing in the 1880s. Yeah. All right, what else have we got here?
Seth Thomason says, any license or anything is an infringement of that right of the Second Amendment. If most people conceal carry correctly, you would never know they had a gun in the first place. I feel that most people that own firearms are responsible people that have gained their knowledge through it being passed down through family, military, or police training, or they sought that training on their own. The government mandating that you pay for a training course or get additional licensing is just the state or federal government. It's their way of getting more money out of the people.
There's a yes and a no to that. Yes, all of the things, never mind this. I don't think this has been singled out. There are so many fees now. There's just more taxes on everything. They want you to apply for a permit for this, get a license for that. It's $35, $45. And all it is money that can be used by the city because they can't collect it in taxes on your house or excise taxes or whatever it is. So it's just one more tax. I think this guy's a little hardcore, though, for me, anyway, as I look at this. It's not the 1880s anymore. It's 2022, and so things are different. There are too many people, so you have to gear yourself for that as much as anything else. It's just everything is different. Do I like the way the world is? Has it changed since I was a kid? Absolutely. But that's the reality. And I guess you got to deal better with reality. That's kind of the bottom line. Anyway, we continue with more focus on these stories in a matter of moments here as we continue to review what's going on in News Talk Radio. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a state of emergency in Kentucky after fast-rising floodwaters killed at least 16 people. Governor Andy Beshear says the state is receiving information on more deaths.
It's going to grow from there. From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden approved Kentucky's state of emergency declaration Friday. CAL FIRE says 106 homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire burning west of Yosemite National Park. The week-old fire has burned through more than 19,000 acres and is at 45% contained. Another 640 structures are still considered threatened. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock on YouTube for his 2022 Academy Awards slap. USA Radio News. A key inflation figure is seeing its biggest monthly gain since January 1982. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which looks at the cost of goods and services, jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago. The index only rose 1% from May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising crime, particularly in major cities run by Democrats like New York City and Chicago. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out Republicans' plan to address crime if they're in the majority after the 2022 midterm elections.
Homicides are now at a 20-year high. This defunding of police, we told them it was wrong then and it's wrong now. We're going to give bonuses to make sure individuals and officers can join the forces, that they could have the training to do the job. We're going to make sure prosecutors uphold the law.
USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with an overview of the stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 this week, what's going on in technology, specifically the CHIPS Act. Number 9. Immigration, the story of the illegals running rampant all over our country. Number 8, the story of our relations with people who are not like us. I think that's probably a good way of putting all the things about abortion rights and the LGBTQ rights. Number 7, COVID. Number 6, the war. Number 5, the environment. Number 4 is a crime connected to gun control and the results of a study done in California. Pretty interesting. Number 3, January 6th. Number 2, the election, or at least potential election, what's going to happen, new party. And number 1, the economy. That's the story list this week. Back to some of the comments, the things that are in the news. News talk radio is talking about the news. Duh. And so,
duh.
Okay, so some of our listeners had some thoughts on some of the news stories that we talked about during the week. You want to share some of those with us, please?
Yes, and they're all very closely related. Tom Polner says the extreme high overinflated price of gas, diesel, feed, groceries, etc. I went in Tractor Supply and a bag of Layer pellet was $19.99. Outrageous.
Yeah. Tractor Supply is a little insight for you, Tom. My experience with Tractor Supply is that they are usually the most expensive when it comes to this sort of thing. They've created a very interesting body of work, and they've done very well. Stock price, it's always going up on Tractor Supply, because they get themselves into locations where there are no longer a lot of these sorts of businesses, and they combine hardware and automotive and feed and all kinds of other things. But in my experience with them shopping around, they're always very expensive. All right, what else have we got here?
Dana Rain says agriculture for food to feed us all in this amazing world. I know that's been a big one. And
yep.
Carrie Moran points out the recession we're now in and what's being done and not done about it.
Yep. More not being done. To go back to what we were talking about in terms of the economy, which is number one this week, the implication or the inference of the Fed saying, okay, well, we'll put the interest rate up another 0.75 point. I'm not an economist. I was never a great student of the economy, if you will. But I know what I think is practical. We have our own world experiences. And when I look around, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to cause a recession in order to get out of a heated economy. You'd think with all the brain power around, there'd be a way you could find something in the middle that would cool the economy off a little bit, slow down inflation. But then you look back at what's happened, the pandemic, and nobody is... See, the connection, connecting the dots here is important. And we don't get this in school because nobody wants to be politically incorrect and say it's the Chinese's fault, but it is the Chinese government's fault. The creation of the virus, the letting the virus go or let it escape or however it was done, which created pandemonium and panic and craziness around the world for a couple of years, messed up the economy, messed up our lives, messed up pretty much everything. And you can argue about whether we needed to do it or not. Why did we fall into this scare tactic? I don't know whether some of you may have heard me earlier in the week talk about what I feel is an indictment of certain parts of the news media when the technical director of CNN gets caught recorded. He wasn't being interviewed. There's a mic open in the studio someplace. And he talked about instilling the next fear factor. And it's the climate change issue. COVID's no longer a fear factor in controlling American thought. So CNN is now on to climate change, and you'll see that. So that happens. New York Times, the same thing. They all want to tell you what to think. You know, it used to be all the news that's fit to print. Now it's all the things that are fit to tell you what to think, how to think, where to think, when to think. And that's because the schools aren't doing the job. The schools should be teaching our children about China and what's going on with China economically and what our foibles are, how the system, and this is back to the economy again, the system sort of encouraged us to go to China to get everything made cheaply because it was better for the bottom line. Now we're dependent, after 40 years of doing this, on China. Our economy is dependent on them. And they, even though they're dependent on us because we're the ones that really built them up, they're basically thumbing their nose at us. And how is that good for anybody? And the amount of debt that they hold of ours, you know, all of this stuff. It's just, it's all wrapped around things that people say, oh, it's too complicated for me to understand. If we had a good educational system, it would be very clear what's going on, and people would think it through and want to do something about it. Thank heavens, I don't know where it has gone. There was an announcement a week or so ago, and I think I mentioned it here, Jay, that the House of Representatives had worked on a bill that came out of committee with a positive report to keep foreign entities from buying land and property in America.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese shouldn't own our farm. I was working with a guy yesterday who was clearing a lot, and he shut his chainsaw. I don't know why we got off onto this, but we started talking about the Chinese. He knew I was a farmer, and he said to me, what do you think about the Chinese buying all that farmland? I said, it shouldn't be allowed, and under this law, it won't be allowed. But what about to this point? The Chinese control the pork industry in our country and around the world because they own Smithfield now. Why would we allow that to happen?
Mass production of that, it does. There's just too many chemicals involved. There's what, the woody kind of chicken happening now because
they're
growing too fast, too quick.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff.
It's unnatural.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Number four is crime. The connection to gun control. Here's the mother of three shot by another woman in the back seat of an Uber They got into an argument. Did you see this? The Uber stuff this week.
Yeah, they were.
The other Uber guy, the story we talked about, the Uber guy gets mad because his passengers, or is this a Lyft? I don't know. It was one of the two. So this guy throws him out on the highway, and one of the people he threw out on the highway got run over and killed. So, but that's not this story. This story is...
Yeah, couldn't even take him to, like, the off-ramp or whatever, just get out of the car right on the interstate.
Yeah.
But this one, apparently there were some women who went out, and drinking was obviously involved, and then they were in the Uber, they got into an argument, and it got so heated that one of the passengers pulled a gun out of her purse and shot the other person, and then the Uber comes to a stop, everybody gets out, but it's clear that the woman who was shot didn't get out. She ended up dying of her injuries.
Unbelievable. It really is. And the kind of thing. So what will happen to that person? That person should go to jail for the rest of her life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another one. A wife shot her husband after the children at her daycare center said he molested them.
Yeah, you know what? Good for this woman.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Okay, is that that's probably the end. Right?
Yeah,
that story.
Because she owned and operated a daycare, and then she learned from a couple of the parents, like three children's parents, that there were accusations of molestation against her husband, and at least, so who knows if there were more, she confronts her husband. They're in a hotel room, and she had actually written in her journal that she was planning on confronting him, and if it was true, she wanted to shoot him, not shoot him with intent to kill, but to injure him, so that he couldn't possibly do this to anybody else, and they get into a heated argument when she's confronting him. Apparently, according to her, the husband lunged at her, was very menacing, and so she pulled the gun out of her purse and shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously arrested. He's in the hospital. He has been arrested officially, or he's been charged.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said that I never planned to kill him. I just wanted to injure him. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see what happens, but you know what? Good for her.
All right, here's another story of a six-year-old boy who fatally shoots his five-year-old sister in Indiana. Their parents have been arrested. Good. First responders discovered this girl with a gunshot wound to her head at the home in Muncie, Indiana. Jacob Grayson told investigators his six-year-old son removed one of his two loaded handguns from a safe and shot his sister. How did he get into the safe, you dumb so-and-so?
Well, and apparently he's gotten into the safe before, and they've actually taken him to a shooting range. They've taught him how to shoot.
At six?
Yes, at six. So apparently these parents have had their child handle the gun before.
I think I feel like I'm talking to myself here from time to time. All right, so how about this with regard to crime and punishment? The cable company Charter Communications this week was ordered to pay $7 billion in punitive damages to the family of an 83-year-old grandmother who was robbed and murdered by a Charter cable repairman. He was off the clock, but he'd been in this woman's home earlier in the day, cased it out, went back after hours. He thought she was going to be in bed, but she wasn't. Charter owned Spectrum. They are responsible as well in this, a combo deal, in the death of Betty Jo McLean. This is a negligence case to the nth degree. So Charter has to pay most of it, but Spectrum has to pay $337 million. So $7 billion. Is this a lesson? It ought to be. The Charter people say, obviously, they're going to appeal the verdict. Mm-hmm. But what does that say about their values?
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah. A few more comments on the number six item, which is the war, after this.
The top radio countdown.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Let's go through the people list now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the week of July 24th to the 29th. People list includes 10 people, including at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Brittany Griner. Number 8, Bad Vlad. That's Vladimir Putin, for those of you who are unwashed. Dr. Phony Fauci is at 7. Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Nancy Pelosi. There's a lot of phonies on this list this week. Number 5, Joe Manchin is 4, sort of tied with Chuck Schumer. They made a deal. Liz Cheney is at number 3 because of a lot of things like the January 6th committee, a lot of people reporting on her congressional race, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 2 is Mr. Trump. And number 1 on the list, he's the president in residence. That's our Joe. Mr. Biden, number 1. People list. There it is. The official list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right. Let's check what's going on in the Ukrainian war. The number 6 item this week on the countdown, Jay. There is a school that was destroyed this week. Russian missile attack. We were talking earlier about the castration story.
The Russians apparently have lost, was it 75,000 soldiers? The Ukrainian number is that I think somewhere between 75,000 and 100,000 Russians have been killed. Don't know how many Ukrainians have been killed, but the more Russian troops that get killed, the better it is. Until they get up to the top and kill Putin, as much as that's kind of a horrible thing. But look at the horrors of war. Look at the horror that this guy is creating. And now Moscow apparently is redeploying more forces from eastern Ukraine because they're losing other parts of land that they've already grabbed. They're losing it. That's not been in the popular news media. But the Ukrainians, man, they're a tough bunch. Good for them. And good.
Yeah, too. Good for them, for sure. Yeah,
good for them, exactly. All right, it's 10 before the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on this week in News Talk Radio, the report from Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio, well, it's not really the Countdown Show. This is the Talk Radio Review. And during these hours, Jay Kirshner, who's on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with me, because I'm Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn often joins us as well to discuss the issues of the week. And now we have the opportunity, because Stephen J.J. Wiseman is not with us this week on the Countdown, to overview one of the items from the Countdown this week, and seems to be with us frequently, Jay, the whole story about the climate, whether it's climate change in America, whether it's around the world. We do have a problem. We've all seen the heat, the tarmac in and around London. The motorways was melting this week because it was 107 degrees. London has never seen that temperature since records were started in the 1880s. So normally at this time of year, the high temperature is 75, 78, like in there in England, but to have it 107. And then you look around the rest of Europe, had pretty much the same thing. We were talking on the Countdown about how the Russians are going to shut off the gas, therefore the water is going to get cold for people to shower in Germany. Not yet. Just go outside, put the sprinkler on, and you'll be all set.
At any rate, Jay has compiled a list of the hottest places on Earth, the hottest locations. So let's talk about them and whether they have been for a long time or whether they are just coming into being one of the hottest places on Earth. I have my thoughts about this based on not speculation but knowledge, because I've always been interested in these sorts of things. The history of the planet is one of the things that interests me most. And to look back over the millions, billions of years the planet has been in existence, a lot of these places that we're going to talk about were lush greenery. But because things change on the planet, as the what is under the ocean or under the you know, the plates that are under our continents change, so does the weather, so does almost everything. So if you understand the history of our planet, you know that many of these places, that especially in the Middle East, used to be garden spots. They weren't sand and desert, but because the climates have changed, dried up all the value in the land, it became sand, and then some other part of the globe, namely us in Europe and Australia and places in Africa, have become garden spots.
Well, so, especially for when you're not used to it, and to keep in mind that central air conditioning is not the social norm in Europe.
No, not needed. Yeah, for the most part. A lot of ice got sold this past week, that's for sure. All right, let's go through this list and see if we recognize any of these places. Go ahead, Jay. You're in charge of the list.
All right, number 10, Bandar-e Mashhar in Iran is one of the hottest locations.
You got a couple in Iran, don't you? Yeah, Middle Eastern countries.
Dasht-e-Lut in Iran. You have Quraiyat in Oman. Then there's Zia in Libya. Why is that hard to say?
Azizia
in Libya. Dalol in Ethiopia. And then Turbat in Pakistan. You have Basra in Iraq. Then you have Mitraba in Kuwait. Wargla in Algeria. And believe it or not, the hottest location ever recorded air temperature is in the U.S. Death Valley, California, USA, aptly named Furnace Creek.
Death Valley. Ronald Reagan used to host an old cowboy show called Death Valley, the stories of old cowboys. But in this case, Death Valley, have you ever driven through there, ever been through there?
I never have, but I've
Southern
seen pictures.
Southern California.
And look, it's odd because as hot as it is, and it's nicknamed Death Valley, it's beautiful.
Well, I guess
looking
your definition
pictures,
is beauty.
Not being there.
Yeah. Right. So, in this circumstance, Death Valley is the home of some of the weirdest-looking lizards that you've ever seen. That seems to be the only thing. Don't you wonder, how is it that these lizards can, and they're all over the Middle East, too, how is it that they can survive without any water, without any food? They just survive. They're old reptiles,
mm-hmm.
and they've learned how to survive in that circumstance. Pretty amazing, actually, when you get right down to it. But all of these places in the Middle East were all, a million years ago, lush resorts. Not there weren't people that were living there, but they, according to all the research that's been done by the people that check out the planet, those areas were fabulous. A million years ago. So who knows, maybe all of America will become a desert at some point in time. It'll all look just like Death Valley. Thank you, Jay. Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with the hottest locations around. Top 10 list here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. a challenge from USDA.